Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, which says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." There are various aspects of our lives on this earth that produce discomfort and pain. Because of the presence of sin and rebellion in our lives, we have invited these things to be part of the human experience on this planet. God would have been perfectly justified in allowing us to wallow in our own consequences for all time if He chose to, but thankfully, He is merciful and gracious. God has promised that all who trust in Jesus Christ for salvation will experience a glorious and perfect future. He will make His home with us. We will live forever in His presence. The effects of our sin and rebellion will be wiped away, and the painful aspects of earthly life that we've become accustomed to will be brought to an end. This means that whatever is grieving your heart right now is temporary. You won't always feel this way. You won't always cry. You won't always mourn. Your pain isn't permanent. Jesus bore our griefs and sorrows so He could usher us into the kind of future He has always intended that we live in. Let this truth encourage your heart today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to think about the things that You reveal to us in it. You show us in this portion of Scripture a glimpse of the future that You have in store for all those who know You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, You tell us that the day is coming when You will wipe every tear from our eyes. We won't deal with death any longer. Mourning or crying or pain will all be done away with. And the type of difficult things that we're used to experiencing and used to dealing with right now will be finished. Father, we're grateful for the glimpse of the future that You give to us in this passage because it's a very hopeful picture. You're showing us things that are so far beyond what we're used to that it's hard to even imagine that these things are real. But yet this is the kind of future that You've guaranteed us. And this should impact our perspective right now. Lord, we go through painful things, but at the same time, You remind us through this passage and many similar passages that the trials we endure right now are only for a season. They're not permanent. They're just temporary things. If we've experienced new life and redemption through Your Son, Jesus Christ, we can be assured that what we experience right now, the pain, the mourning, the sorrow, the sadness, the death, the difficulty, all of these things are just for a moment. And you have much better things in store for us. So, Father, thank you for securing our future. And thank you for giving us joy that isn't dependent on our circumstances right now. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.